How to Come Alive Again, A Guide to Killing Your Monsters. Written and read by Beth McColl. You don't have to be sicker to deserve treatment or sympathy. You don't have to be at rock bottom, barely alive and right on the edge of everything to deserve help and healing. You don't have to prove to anyone that your illness or your stress or your unhappiness is real. You don't have to tear yourself open and show everybody exactly where it's hurting. You deserve help, understanding, and treatment right now, wherever you are. If you're in pain, you deserve it to end. If your life doesn't feel good or meaningful or bearable, then you deserve some kind of guidance and help. You deserve the terrible time to end. Don't wait. Take steps now. Make the moves to get the therapy that you know might help you to conquer and defeat what's hurting you right now. Ask outright for the kinds of referrals and treatments that you know could really make the difference. And if your doctor says no, then see a new doctor. Because you're sick enough now, and waiting to get sicker is a terrible and dangerous idea. Depression. Depression is an extremely popular mental illness to have. If you're going through it, you can bet that you're not going through it alone. You are not a single malfunction in an otherwise perfect machine. You are one of so, so many. The machine is all of us. And the machine is not just now breaking. It has been broken. It's an irrelevance. None of us are malfunctions. We're people with illnesses. And these illnesses take an incredible toll on how we feel and what we can do and what we're able to endure. They can lead us to self-isolate, to lie to the people that we love, to hurt and punish ourselves, to live a life that's a lot smaller than the one we know we want to be living. They can block our impulses to care about our own well-being or our future or what happens to us day to day. They can eat our light and our motivation and our will to try. They might do this for days or weeks or months at a time. They might have done this for as long as we can remember. Our work, then, is to make it through, to make everything more bearable for ourselves and for other people like us, and to reduce how frequently we feel at our very worst. Our work is to squash shame right out of the equation, one horrible and difficult day at a time. But it's not easy. Of course it isn't. Even now, I get stuck in bad days, in bad patterns, in endlessly failing loops. I'm forgetful and groggy. Make a doctor's appointment, I tell myself before I take yet another mid-afternoon nap. When I wake up, I've forgotten. In the fog of a depressive episode, it doesn't occur to me to think about things like doctor's appointments or calling a friend or even getting some fresh air or a glass of water.